You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. 12-year-old Emily Hughes reported missing by her mother. A neighbor sees Emily get into a dark four-door Dodge pickup with a seemingly packed bag. Houston police find the girl's been chatting with a man on the dating app Tagged. Cops zero in on Sertarian Preston and find Emily at his Columbus, Texas home.
Nancy, Columbus, Texas is just over an hour east of Houston. Authorities believe Emily was with Preston at his home there for 8 days. The parent company of Tagged, The Meet Group, said in a statement that the app is restricted to those 17 and older, but when they find users who have circumvented their age restriction process, each report is investigated to the fullest extent possible.
Preston, 27, tries to run from the cops. He's quickly captured and charged with evading arrest. Believe me, more charges pending. Ruth Bullard, a 74-year-old realtor, is on the way to a Florida showing when Gregory Zoff approaches her and starts yelling at her at the top of his lungs. She calls police, saying the incident frightened her. When cops catch up with Zoff, he's wearing a crown of thorns and carrying a piñata. He claims he was just, quote, singing his leprechaun song, but he has an extensive history of similar incidents. He's booked on D.C. disorderly conduct 1 week after his last plea of threatening somebody else. The leprechaun song was apparently not very lucky. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Southern California, where a jury has convicted a 32-year-old father of murdering his four children and their grandmother in 2021. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office says that Jamarcus Lamar David has been found guilty of 5 charges of first-degree murder and 3 counts of assault on a child resulting in death. The killings took place on November 28, 2021, at the family's residence in Lancaster, a city in the Antelope Valley High Desert north of Los Angeles. Erica England, the 51-year-old grandmother, had been babysitting the children. Their mother called 911 after arriving home to discover the bodies of her loved ones. In 2021, our friends with the Associated Press interviewed a neighbor who said a woman was running in front of their home yelling, "My babies are gone. They're all dead." The children were identified by the medical examiner as 11-year-old Namia David, 7-year-old Jamarcus David Jr., 2-year-old Caden David, and Noah David, who was 19 months old. David, who worked as a security guard, had written on social media about leading a moral and devout life. It was only minutes after his wife arrived at the residence that he turned himself in to Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies. According to documents from the California Bureau of Security and Investigative Services, the department overseeing the private security industry, David possessed a permit to carry a gun, but it expired in August 2020 and was marked as canceled. The union that represents prison officers says that England, the children's grandmother, worked for the state prison in Lancaster at the time of her death. She had been a corrections officer since 1997.
Deputy Public Defender Anna Brief, David's defense lawyer, stated that she would reserve commenting until after David's April 24th sentencing. Although divorce proceedings are ongoing, Rex Huerman's estranged wife claims she thinks he is incapable of the atrocities of which the Long Island serial killing suspect is accused, and she pays him a monthly visit in jail. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
It was just a few days after Huerman was arrested on July 13, 2023, for 3 unsolved killings known as the Gilgo Beach slayings that Asa Ellerup filed for divorce. In a statement provided to her friends at Newsday, Ellerup said through her attorney, quote, "I will listen to all of the evidence and withhold judgment until the end of trial." Initially, Huerman, a 60-year-old Manhattan architect, was accused of killing Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello. Then in January, he was accused of the murder of Maureen Brainerd Barnes, a 4th victim. In 2010, the remains of the 4 women were discovered in the Gilgo Beach area of Jones Beach Island, along a stretch of highway about a quarter mile long. The remains of 6 more adults and a toddler were discovered during continued searching. Regarding the deaths of the latter victims, no one has been arrested. Huerman is behind bars awaiting trial after entering a not guilty plea to the 4 killings of which he is accused. Ellerup expressed in a statement through her lawyer that her, quote, "heartfelt sympathies go out to the victims and their families." A spokesperson for the Suffolk County Jail says that records reveal fewer visits to see Huerman than the once weekly that Ellerup claims.
Ellerup, who's been married to Huerman for 27 years, has a deal with NBC Universal to appear in a documentary about the murders.
Thanks, John. Army veteran Haley Murphy plans to attend her ex-boyfriend's birthday party and gets her younger sister to pick her up from home in Temple, Texas for a weekend in Austin. That night, Haley has plans to meet a friend, and her sister drops her off at Slick Willie's Bar, 9 p.m. About an hour later, she calls her sister to make sure she got home and says she's planning to spend the night with the friend and plans to meet her sister the next day at the birthday party. Murphy and the friend last seen at another bar, Eddie's Tavern, around 11:30 p.m. Haley never makes it to the birthday party. No activity on her phone, bank account, or social media since she spoke to her sister that night. Haley Murphy, now missing 9 months. If you have info on Haley Murphy, contact Austin, Texas PD, 512-974-5250. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.